啊，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all.
啊，今天晚上跟大家一起来思考一个题目。
This evening we'd like to ponder about a topic.
啊，更有价值的追求。
That is a more valuable pursuit.
啊，我们每一天都过着很忙碌。
Every day we live a very busy life.
总是觉得好像时间不够用。
And we often feel that we don't have enough time.
啊，因为我们人生有很多的目标可以追求。
Because we have many goals that we are seeking in life.
啊，那到底这些我们追求的目标，什么是最有价值的
？And of all the goals that we are pursuing, which is the most valuable?
啊，有时候我们看到度假回来有很多的 email。
And when we come back from a vacation, we'll find that we have many unopened email.
那我们总是用优先顺序摆出来，最重要的先处理。
And so we will often try to prioritize the importance of these emails.
那在人生有限的时间跟精力之中
，And in the limited amount of time and strength that we have in life,
我们也要把一个优先顺序，把最有价值的第一个来追求。
So we need to learn to prioritize what is the most important things that we need to pursue.
那我们一生就没有后悔。
So that we can live a life without regrets.
那最有价值的是什么？
So what is the most valuable thing in life?
我们现在看耶利米书第九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章23节跟24节。
Chapter 9 verses 23 and 24.
第九章23节。
Chapter 9 verse 23.
神如此说：智慧人不要因为他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口。财主不要因为他的财物夸口，24节。
24.
啊，夸口的却因为他有聪明，认识我是神，又知道我喜悦在世上施情、慈爱、公平、公义，以此夸口。这是神说的。
Verse 23. Thus says the Lord: Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might.Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. 24. But let him who glories glory in this, that he may understand and know and knows me, and that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth.
这两节圣经节里面有两句话说，这是神说的。
And in these two verses, it says that this is what the Lord has spoken.
所谓神说的，就是从神的眼光来看的事情。
He says, whatever that the Lord has spoken, that is view from God's perspective.
那二十三节在讲世界上人呢，一般在追求什么
？In verse 23, he talked about what ordinary people in the world are seeking.
就是追求他能够夸口的。
They are pursuing things that they can give glory in.
就是三点。
And these are three things.
第一个就是智慧。
First is wisdom.
今天就是更好的教育。
And so that is to say that to pursue higher education.
那第二个是勇力。
And the second, man glory in might.
啊，勇力今天来讲就是他的能力，也就是更大的成就。
And might can be interpreted as a man's capability or rather his achievements.
哦，那第三个是财物。
And the third is the riches.
啊，是更多的钱。
Is to pursue greater wealth.
所以现在人这么生活，忙碌这么生活，大概逃不了三点。
So today, people live busy lives for these three reasons.
更好的教育
，to seek higher education.
更大的成就
，and to attain greater accomplishment.
更多的钱
，and to gain greater wealth.
这是人的追求，也是人的夸口。
And so these are the things that we pursue after, and things that we take pride in.
啊，但是二十四节在提到有另外一种夸口。
But in verse 24, talked about a different type of boasting.
也就是有另外一种追求。
That is a different type of pursuit.
啊，那比前面人的夸口更好、更重要。
It is a more noble and more important pursuit than what is.Describing verse 23.
所以二十四节说，夸口的却要因他有聪明，认识我是神。
And he says that let him who glory glory in this that he understand and know God.
哦，所以从这样看起来哈，在神的眼光哈，一个人一生啊，最值得加追求的是神本身。
So in the span of our lifetime, the most precious and valuable things that we can seek after is God Himself.
可能我们大家有一些人不同意。
Perhaps some of us among here may not agree.
我没有拜神，我活得很好。
Even though I do not worship God, but yet I still live a very good life.
难道我拜神，我能够活得更好吗？
Can I live a better life by believing in God?
那有的人就决定要不要拜神，用三个条件。
So some use these three prerequisites to determine whether or not they should worship God.
如果拜神会让我的小孩子学业更好，我马上带他去。
If by worshiping God I can allow my child to have better education, I will bring him there.
如果拜神能够帮助我世界上更有成就，我明天就去拜。
If we worship God, we can be more accomplished in this world, then I will do it.
那如果拜神到最后能够让我赚更多钱，我一定会加入你们教会。
If I worship God and come to your church, I can attain greater wealth, then I will definitely come.
所以很多人拜神的出发点是因为他想要在世界上人的眼中可以夸口。
So for many people, they come to worship God for the sake of being glorified in this world.
但是圣经里面讲说我们要指神的夸口，它的原因不一样。
But in the Bible, it tells us that we take pride and glory in different things.
为什么神是最值得追求？
Why is it that God is someone whom is worthy of our worship?
我今天想用诗篇的16篇来看几个原因。
So this evening, we'd like to study from Psalm 16.
这也是我们这个礼拜读经的进度。
This is also our weekly Bible reading.
诗篇的16篇。
Psalm 16.
第五节
，verse five，
诗篇十六篇第五节
，Psalm 16 verse five，
神是我的产业，是我杯中的份。这个地方大卫在提到说，神就是我的财产。
Here David wrote the psalm and says that the Lord is my portion。
可能我们大家没有一个人想过这个问题。
Perhaps we have not thought about this question。
我们的财产常常是房子金银、银行的存款。
Our inheritance is our treasures, our savings in the bank.
但是这里说神是我的财产。
But yet, here says that the Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
那既然神是我的财产，有了神，我就很富足。
Since the Lord is my inheritance, if we can attain Him, we shall be rich.
但是这种富足跟我们一般人想的富足不一样。
But this type of richness is different from what we commonly understand.
那这个地方，如果我们看第二节
，If we read verse two，
十六章第二节
，16 verse two，
我的心你曾对神说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
My soul, you have said to the Lord that you are my Lord; my goodness is nothing apart from you.
这个是大卫的体验。
This was David's experience.
我的好处不在你以外。
My goodness is nothing apart from you.
从另外一个句话来倒过来讲，就是说，离开神就没有一件事情是永远的好。
So if we that is to say that apart from God, we can experience nothing.
只有在神里面这个好才是真正的好。
Only in the Lord can we find true goodness.
所以这个神这个产业非常好，就是它的好是世界上我们所认为的好所达不到。
And so if the Lord is our inheritance, this type of goodness is something that we cannot find in this world.
那我们看第六节。
Let us read verse 6.
诗篇的十六篇第六节。
Psalm 16 verse 6.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The lines have fallen to me in the pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
这里说神给我们的产业坐落在佳美之处。
The inheritance that God has given us, they fall onto pleasant places.
今天我们如果在最热闹的地方，比方说纽约这个时代广场，你有一块地那个就不得了的价值。
And today, if we own property near Times Square, it is of tremendous value.
但是这里说神的这块产业坐落在佳美之处。
But here says that the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
那佳美之处在哪里？
Where is this pleasant places?
在地球上哪个地方？
Where on earth can we find it?
佳美之处 是在神的国里面。
These pleasant places are to be found in the kingdom of God.
为什么在神的国是佳美的？
Why is it that the kingdom of God is a pleasant place?
好，我们现在看雅各书的一节圣经节。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17.
雅各书第一章十七节。
James chapter 1, verse 17.
十六节开始。
Start from verse 16.
我亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了，十七节。
17.
各样美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
He says that, do not be deceived, my brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
这个十六节中文说不要看错了，如果看英文翻译不要被骗了。
So verse 16 tells us that do not be deceived.
什么叫不要被骗了？
And what does it mean to be deceived?
如果一个人告诉你拜神没有用。
And if someone tells us that worshiping God is useless,
我们相信了，我们就被骗。
And if we believe that, then we have been deceived.
我们就看错了。
Then we have deviated.
为什么相信拜神没有用？这是看错了。
Why is it wrong to believe that worshiping God is useless?
十七节。
Verse 17.
各样美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的。
Because every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
上头哪里？上头就是神。
And where is this above? This is from God.
从神来是美善的。
All things from God is good and perfect.
美善就是没有一样是不好的。
That is to say that there is nothing that is bad.
从神来是全备的。
Everything from God is perfect.
是没有缺点的。
And it's blameless.
那我们刚刚讲这个三点呢，其实都有缺点，都有负面。
So the three things that we talked about, these material gains, they have their negative aspects.
知识增加，忧伤增加。
The increase in knowledge, increase in sorrow.
发现很多问题找不到答案。
We find many questions that we cannot find answers to.
因为人是有限的。
Because as man, we are very limited.
这个就是我们所夸口的另外一面。
And so this is the other side of our boasting.
成就大。
The more accomplishments we may have,
也有很多的负面。
There are negative sides also.
很多的竞争，很多的压力。
There's great deal of competition and pressure.
但是有一天人老化了，你发现年轻的人跑得更快，超过去了。
As we get older, we find that the younger generation they run faster than we are.
第三个。
And thirdly,
财产多。
And those who are very wealthy.
当然，这个可以夸口。
Of course, we can take pride in that.
但是财产多的另外一面这个是大家都想得出来的。
But on the other side, we can find the negative side of wealth.
但是如果我们拥有神的这个产业
，But if we have God as our inheritance,
是美善的，是全备的。
It is good. It is perfect.
然后在十七节
，And in verse 17,
说是从众光之父那里降下来的。
It says that it comes down from the Father of light.
在他没有黑暗。
In him, there is no darkness.
神里面没有负面。
In God, there is no negative side.
这个就太好了。
Because it is so perfect.
神当财产是没有负面的。
If God is our inheritance, there is no side effect.
在他没有黑暗。
Because in him, there is no darkness.
而且他没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
In him, there is no variation or shadow of turning.
这种好不会改变的。
His goodness will not change.
这种好不会消失的。
His goodness will not vanish.
这个才是真正的好。
So this is true goodness.
没有负面，又不会改变，又不会消失。
There's no negative side effect, and it will never disappear.
所以这真是好。
So this is truly good.
但是到底好在哪里
？So what is good about it?
我们再回来看诗篇的十六篇。
So if we turn back to Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
第五节。
Verse 5.
最后一句。第五节最后一句，我所得的，你为我持守。
Psalm 16 verse 5 here the last part says that you maintain my law.
这个我们如果看英文有好几种不同的翻译本。
In the English, there are different translations.
就是有的翻译说，你决定我的命运。
And some translation says that you determine my fate.
所以我们人的一生命运是谁在掌握
So who is it that determines our destiny in life?
哦，当然你也可以讲命运是我自己掌握的。
Of course, we can say that we are in control of our own destiny.
啊，但是如果我们认识了神以后
，But after we come to know Him,
我们才发现命运是在神的手中。
And we realize that our destiny is in God's hands.
啊，我们现在看使徒行传的十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章二十六节。
Acts 17 verse 26.
十七章二十六节。
17 verse 26.
他从一捧造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们年限跟所住的疆界。
He has made from one blood every nation of man to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwelling.
世界上的万族是神从一个根本所造下来的。
Every nation of man was made by God from one blood.
并且他预先定准他们的年限跟所住的疆界。
And God has predetermined their appointed times and boundaries of their dwelling.
所以到底人要活几岁，人要活在哪里
？How long can we live? Where are we to live?
其实我们不知道。
We do not know.
但是神已经定准了。
But yet, this is something that God has already predetermined.
好，那在二十五节讲啊，神也将生命跟气息万物赐给万人。
In verse 25, here says that God gave us our life, our breath, and all things.
所以神对每一个人，如果我们在敬拜他，有他最完美的计划。
So God has the most beautiful plan for every one of us.
那这个计划是完美的。
And this plan is good.
因此，如果我们不拜神。
So if we do not worship God,
我们把前途抓在自己的手里。
And if we hold the destiny in our own hands,
这是一个很大的危险。
Then this, we may be faced with danger.
第一个，我们的智慧有限。
First, our knowledge is limited.
我这样决定，十年以后会变成什么？我不知道。
We don't know what our decisions may lead to 10 years from now.
第二个，我们能力有限。
Second, our ability is limited.
我们有很多的未知数。
There are many things that are unknown to us.
我们自己没有办法掌握。
There are many uncertainties that we cannot control.
但是如果我们能够来接受神
，But if we can come to accept God,
我们的命运交托给他
，If we can entrust our life unto Him,
到最后我们活的一生一辈子，回头过来看
，And at the end of our life, as we look back,
你会发现你没有什么遗憾。
We realize that there is no regrets.
而且非常幸福。
We realize that our life is very prosperous.
充满着感谢。
We are full of thanksgiving.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为我们的命运，神为我们持守。
Because God has kept our life.
因此我们不要忧虑。
So we should have no worries.
所以一个信有了神之后，我们基本的态度就是把我们的前途交托给他。
So after believing God, we need to entrust our life to Him.
让神来带领。
Allow God to take lead.
那这样好，我们生活没有什么忧虑，因为是神在带领。
Then we'll have no worries in life because God is in charge.
他的带领的道路有时候我们想不通，但是回头过来看都是最好的。
Perhaps we may not understand God's guidance, but in hindsight we realize that it is for the best.
因为他是完全的有智慧。
Because God is full of wisdom.
他知道明天。
God knows what will happen tomorrow.
他掌管明天。
He holds tomorrow.
所以人能够找到神。
So if we can find God,
神就能够持守我们的命运。
Then God can maintain our destiny.
这是非常的好。
And so this is the ultimate goodness.
没有一个人真的敬畏神，到最后他的人生是会后悔的。
And no one who truly fears God will be regretful at the end of their life.
没有一个家庭真的以神为中心，到最后是会后悔的。
And no one family that is God-centered will be at a loss.
正是充满着感谢。
They will be full of thanksgiving.
人生很多的不幸，很多的后悔，是因为离开神。
The misfortunes of life is because man has departed from God.
所以我们回来看十六章。
So if we turn back to Psalm 16,
第四节
verse 4,
以别的神代替神的，他的愁苦必增加。
Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
为什么人会这么多愁苦
？Why is it that men are full of sorrow?
充满忧虑。
Full of worries.
忧郁症。
have a depression.
压力大到睡不着。
They have so much pressure that they cannot sleep at night.
因为我们以别的神来代替神。
Because we have seek after another god.
那有的人说没有啊，我什么都没有拜啊。
And some may say that we only worship there. We did not worship another god.
什么叫做以别的神来代替神
？Why is it that we hasten after another god?
当我们把事业摆第一
，When we put our career first,
它超过家庭，超过我们的信仰
，More important than our family and our faith.
那个就是神。
Then that becomes our god.
哦，将来愁苦就会跑出来。
And one day the sorrows will come.
当把我们把钱摆第一
，When we put money first.
一直追求。
We continue to seek after money.
什么都是第二、第三。
And the money is the most important.
贪财是万恶之根，到最后被愁苦刺透了，很多问题就跑出来。
So the Bible says that the greed for money is the root of all evil, and will be have many sorrows in life.
所以如果我们任何一个事情超过了神，这样来追求，到最后就痛苦就出来。
So if we seek after something else more important than God, then we'll find that we'll have many sorrows.
所以神为我们持守我们的命运。
So God, He maintains our destiny.
因此这是好的。
And that is good.
好，我们看十六章，回来看十六章。
Let's turn to Psalm 16.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我必称颂那指教我的神。我的心在夜间也要警戒我。
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
为什么神是好的
？Why is it that God is good?
因为神是指教我的神。
Because the Lord is the one who gives me counsel.
我们人常常很多问题。
As men, as we encounter problems,
我们想也想不出来。
And we cannot find an answer.
那有很多问题很重要，我们从来没有想。
And yet there are other important things that we have never thought about.
但是有了神之后，每一个问题都有答案。
But after we have found God, we find that there is an answer to every problem we have.
我们先来看诗篇的十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
诗篇的十九篇。
Psalm number 19.
从第七节。
I start from verse 7,
一直到第十节
to verse 10.
神的律法全备能苏醒人的心，神的法度确定能使愚人有智慧，神的训词正直能快活人的心，神的命令清洁能明亮人的眼目。第九节
verse 9.
神的道理纯净能存到永远，神的典章真实全然公义。第十节
verse 10.
多比精金可羡慕，且比极多的精金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。十一节
11.
况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。这个地方第七节到第九节在谈到神的话带给我们的好处。
Well, verses 7 through 9 talked about the benefits that theWord of God has brought to us.
那第十节是结论。
Verse 10, it is a conclusion.
神的话比金子更值得羡慕。
The word of God is more precious than fine gold.
更有价值。
Of greater value.
神的话比蜂蜜更甘甜。
The word of God is sweeter than honey.
那如果人能够因为神的话受到警戒。
So if we can take warning in the word of God.
便有大的赏赐。
Then we shall be greatly rewarded.
所以这个神的话就是神在指导我们。
So the word of God, the law of God is what teaches us.
没有一个人能够发明一套理论比神的话更完全来引导我们的人生。
No one can invent a series of theories that is more beneficial to us than the Word of God.
因为这个神在看事情。
The way that God sees things.
他不但看今生，他也看来世。
God sees it today and in the future.
他不但看肉体，他也看灵魂。
God not only sees the material side, but also the spiritual side.
他不但看地上，他也看天上。
Not only what is in the world, but also in heaven.
不但看现在，他也看将来。
Not only the present, but also the future.
所以神在看事情是全面的。
So when God sees things, God sees it in its totality.
因此，这个神给人的原则是出于他的爱跟他的智慧。
So God's principle is out of His love and wisdom.
没有一个人能够发明更完美的理论来引导我们的一生。
No one can invent something that is better than the Word of God to guide our life.
我们举几个例子。
For example,
生命是什么？
What is life?
死亡是什么？
What is death?
离开圣经，谁能够解释？
Apart from the Bible, how can we give these definitions?
没有一个人能够解释。
No one can explain these things.
神本身是什么？
What is God?
鬼是什么？
What are demons?
连孔子也不敢讲。
Even Confucius dare not speak.
这个万物的来源，孔子也不敢讲。
The origin of all things, even Confucius dare not explain.
当然，他跟人的关系他也讲不出来。
Of course, the relationship between man and God cannot be explained.
但是圣经讲得很清楚。
But the Bible teaches us very clearly.
人是什么？
What is man?
人从哪里来？
Where did man come from?
人要往哪里去？
Where will man go?
离开圣经，没有一个人讲得出来。
Apart from the Bible, we cannot find answer.
所以这个神的话是太奇妙了。
So the word of God is very profound.
婚姻是什么？
What is marriage?
婚姻的道理是什么？
What is the teaching of marriage?
家庭是什么？
What is a family?
怎么才是一个能够建立和好的家庭？
How can we establish a harmonious family?
离开圣经，没有什么原则。
Aside from the Bible, we cannot find a principle.
圣经讲得很清楚。
But yet the Bible tells us very clearly.
爱是什么？
What is love?
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible has a very good definition.
爱的来源从哪里来？
And where did love come from?
是从神本身来的。
And the origin of love is God.
所以很多的问题，因为你也没有爱，我也没有爱。
So there are many problems because of lack of love.
结婚你没有爱。就没有办法撑得久。
If we get married without true love, then the marriage cannot sustain.
爱从哪里来？
Where did love come from?
从神浇灌下来。
Love poured down to us from God.
所以认识神以后，婚姻更圆满。
So if we know God, our marriage will become more harmonious.
这个真的是很奥妙的道理。
So this is truly a very profound mystery.
再想深一点。
If we think even deeper.
什么是真正的价值？
What is true value?
什么是真正的有意义？
What is true meaning in life?
如果一个人头脑比较再想深一点，你就发现没有答案。
If we are able to think about these questions, we find that there is no answer.
活得很忙，你这样有价值吗？
If we live a busy life, is that a meaningful life?
你这样有意义吗？
Is that a valuable life?
找不到。
So we cannot find a true answer.
一直回到圣经，我们才找得到。
So only if we return to the Bible can we find the answer.
什么是信心？
What is faith?
什么叫做盼望？
What is hope?
离开圣经，也没有人讲得清楚。
And if we turn away from the Bible, we cannot find the answer.
什么是谦卑？
And what is humility?
离开圣经，我们也讲不清楚。
And outside the Bible, there is no answer.
什么是富足？
What is wealth?
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
所以啊，我们一生很重要的观念啊，就是神在教导我们的时候，我们才看得很清楚。
And so these are important insights to life. We need the Bible to help us understand.
如果我们缺乏神给我们的教导
，If we are lacking in God's guidance,
真的，我们一生是模模糊糊在过日子。
Then we are living our lives aimlessly.
也抓不到正确的方向。
We cannot find a true direction.
也找不到真正的盼望。
We cannot find true hope.
也弄不清楚什么真正是价值。
And we don't know what is of true value.
这是很可怜的。
And so this is quite pitiful.
所以主耶稣看到这么多人。
So when Jesus saw so many people,
圣经说他怜悯他们。
The Bible says that Jesus had compassion on them.
那主耶稣怜悯他们第一件事情做什么？
And what was the first thing that Jesus did for them?
讲道理给他们听。
Jesus teach them the truth.
所以这个十六节才讲啊，神，我要称颂指教我的神。
And so in verse 16 here talked about, I will praise the Lord who teaches me.
真的，我们有了神之后，我们发现啊。我们一生最好的一本书是圣经。
So if we come to know God, we realize that the Bible is the best book we can find.
人是神造的。
Men were created by God.
那人活着这本手册就是圣经。
And our instruction manual in life is this Bible.
有问题要怎么解决？他的手册里面记得很清楚。
How do we solve problems in life? It can be found in this manual.
好像电脑的手册。
Just like the instruction manual we have for our computer.
那把神的话摆在一旁。
If we put aside the word of God,
那去找人发明的理论，然后来解决人的问题。
and try to use human ways to find to solve our problems.
没有办法解决。
And we cannot find the answer.
所以为什么神很宝贵？
So why is it that God is precious?
因为他的指教就是真理。
Because his teachings are the truth.
是安定在天，直到永远的。
They rest in heaven. They endure forever.
像是我们刚刚读的诗篇十九篇。
Just as we read in Psalm 19.
它能够明亮我们的眼睛，看得很清楚。
They can brighten our eyes so that we can see.
它能够快活我们的心。
The word of God can, is a delight to us.
孔子说，朝闻道，夕死可矣。就是他以道为乐。
And Confucius says that he take delight in, the teachings.
那个道是人的道。
And that teaching is the teachings of man.
但是圣经的话是神的道。
But the words in the Bible, they are the teachings of God.
所以有时候在晚上在睡觉，想通了神的话，真的很高兴。
So if we think about it, if we understand the word of God, we feel very happy.
我们有一个问题，真的找到了一节圣经节，得到答案，真的是很高兴。
If we have a problem and we read a Bible verse and find the answer, we are truly happy.
神的话很确定。
The word of God is assured.
能够让愚昧变成聪明。
That out of our foolishness, we can become wise.
只要你跟着神的话做，就是最聪明的人。
And wise is a person who do according to the word of God.
因为神的话就是智慧的来源。
Because the word of God is the beginning of wisdom.
所以我傻傻没有关系，我只要懂得照圣经的话生活就对了。
Even though we may not be very smart, but if we can do according to the teachings of the Bible, then that is wise.
所以神真的是至宝。
So God is the utmost treasure.
真的是，神的话是全备的。
The word of God is perfect.
找不到漏洞。
There is no blemish.
找不到缺点。
There is no fault.
这太可贵了。
So it is indeed very precious.
神的话存到永远。
The word of God endures forever.
就是它不会改变。
That is, it will never change.
所以为什么神是至宝？
Why is it that God is so precious?
因为他指教我们的。这个真理是至宝。
Because of his enlightenment.
我们先来回来看诗篇的十六篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇的第八节。
Verse 8.
我将神摆在我的面前，因他在我的右边，我便不致动摇。
I've set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
我们现在人头脑最常想的是什么？
What are the things that we think about the most?
生病找医生，出事情找律师。
We are sick, we go find doctors. We have problems, we go find lawyers.
这个大概是现在人头脑最在想的解决问题的两条路。
These are the two paths that we take when we encounter problems.
但是大卫活的一辈子，他有一个体验。
But David, this was his experience from life.
如果我把神摆在我的面前，
If I set the Lord before me always.
所谓摆在我的面前，就是我很认真的去寻求他。
To set the Lord before me, that is to say that I seek after him.
去仰靠依靠他。
To trust in him.
那我便不至于动摇。
Then I shall not be moved.
这是非常重要的一个体验。
And so this was a very important experience.
我们看诗篇的四十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 46.
诗篇的四十六篇。
Psalm number 46.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
神是我们的避难所。
God is our refuge.
当人遇到患难的时候，
in times of trouble,
那真正的依靠就是神。
God is our true reliance.
神是我们的力量。
God is our strength.
当我们很软弱的时候，
in times of weakness,
真的能够支撑我们到底的就是神。
God is the one who can sustain us.
当我们在患难中的时候，
In times of tribulation,
每一个地方，每一个时刻，真的能帮助我们的就是神。
God is the one who can help us every time and every moment.
父母很好。
Our parents may be very good.
但是天父更好。
But our Heavenly Father is even better.
他全能全智又爱我们。
He is almighty, he is omniscient, and he is full of love.
因此我们把这个父亲常常摆在我们面前。
So if we can place our Heavenly Father before us always,
生活就有平安，有一种安定感。
And there's a sense of stability in our life.
不会怕东怕西。
We will not be afraid.
为什么人会怕？
Why is it that we have fear?
因为我是人啊。
Because we are man.
所以我会怕。
So we are full of fear.
环境会改变。
Our environment may change.
我没有办法改变环境。
But yet we cannot change our environment.
啊，为什么我不怕？
Why is it that we have no fear?
因为神跟我同在。
Because God is with me.
所以我们看这个大卫的一生啊。
So if we look at David's life,
经过很多的患难。
He encountered many trials and tribulations.
甚至他的儿子也背叛他要当王。
Even his own son wanted to betray him.
甚至他被扫罗在山上追来追去。
Even he was pursued by King Saul.
但是到最后让他支撑到底的是什么？
By the end, what was it that sustained him?
就是他所敬拜的神。
It was the God whom he worshipped.
他从年轻牧羊的时候，
When he was a shepherd boy,
就遇到很多危险。
He encountered many dangers.
狮子豺狼来。
He encountered the dangers of lions and bears.
但是让他得胜的就是他的神。
But it was God who sustained him.
这一位神没有改变。
God never changed.
所以如果我们真的有了神，
So if we have God in our life,
常常亲近他，
If we can often draw near to him,
我们的心就会平静安稳。
We find that our heart will be full of peace and quiet.
所以圣经说，得力在乎平静安稳。
So that's why the Bible says that in quietness and confidence, you shall regain strength.
得救在乎归回安息。
And in returning, is your salvation.
如果我们有问题要解决，
and if we have problems that we find, need to find answers.
你要从问题得救，要归回向神。
We need to return to God to find the answer.
那如果我们要得到力量，
if we wish to find strength,
要在神面前安静下来。
We need to be quiet before God.
用心来跟他建立关系，来亲近他。
That we need to draw near to Him and with our heart.
好，我们看第四十六章的第十节。
Let's read chapter Psalm 46, verse 10.
你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦人中被尊崇，在遍地上被尊崇。
Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
这里说 be still, 就是要中文翻作休息啊，那么英文就讲说要安静。
So here it tells us to be still, that we must rest.
心里要安静下来。
Our heart and our mind must be at rest.
为什么？要知道我是神。
To know that, that He is God.
所以说害怕，安静不下来。
And sometimes when we are afraid, our hearts are not still.
但是神一进到我们里面。
But when God comes into our hearts,
就不怕了。
Then we are unafraid.
所以有一个弟兄啊，他有癌症。
There was a brother that was afflicted with cancer.
淋巴癌。
And he was afflicted with lymph node cancer.
起先他也很怕。
And at first he was very afraid.
一直祷告祷告，他被圣灵充满。
He prayed until he was full of Holy Spirit.
那一天他手术，他自己走到医院。
On the day of the surgery, he walked by himself to the hospital.
医生问他说：“那你带谁来手术？”他说：“就是我本身啊。
”And the doctor says that who are with you? He says, "I came by myself."
那个护士跟他讲：“从来没有看过这样的人。
”So the nurse said that I've never seen anyone like you.
自己要手术走进来，这样很轻松。
You walk here by yourself for the surgery.
为什么
？And why is it that it seems so casual?
把神摆在我们里面，就安静下来。
If we can put God first before us, then we can be still.
所以神是我们的宝贝。
So God is our treasure.
最后一点。
And the final point.
回来看诗篇的十六篇。
In Psalm, if we turn back to Psalm 16,
第十节。
Verse 10.
因为你必不将我的灵魂憋在阴间，我不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, and nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
我们人一生活到最后的结果是什么？
What is the ultimate end of our life?
见朽坏。
That is, we shall see corruption.
是的，身体就烂掉，朽坏。
Our body will become corrupted.
还没有死以前就开始老化、退化。
Even before we die, we find our body, our physical body, continue to deteriorate.
是人生啊，活在一片的负面的阴影之中。
And in the latter part of our life, we find that we live in the shadow of darkness.
但是我们进到神里面。
But if we come into the presence of God,
这里说他不叫他的圣者见朽坏。
This is that he will not allow us, he will not allow his Holy One to see corruption.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为十一节。
For, as we quote in verse 11,
"For you will show me the path of life." 在神里面没有死亡。
In him there is no death.
他已经废掉死亡。
He has already put overcome death.
所以死叫做睡觉。
So to die is to sleep.
耶稣说：“我就是生命，我就是复活。”
Jesus said that I am the life and the resurrection.
你遵守我的道，就永远不见死亡。
If you keep my words, you shall never die.
有哪一个应许比这个更好？
And what greater promise can we find besides this?
所以有神。
So if we can find God,
永远有生命。
We will find eternal life.
神是我的产业。
God is my inheritance.
是我一生最值得追求的产业。
God is the one whom we, who is worthy of our pursuit.
第一个
，First,
他持守我们的命运。
He maintains our destiny.
第二个
，Second,
他用真理来教导我们。
He teaches us with his truth.
第三个
，Third,
他使我们在患难中不动摇。
He allow us to become immovable in times of trouble.
第四个
，Fourth，
他叫我们不见朽坏。
He will not allow us to see corruption.
这个好处是地上找不到。
So these benefits are things that we cannot find in this world.
神太重要了。
So God is very important.
这是值得我们追求的。
He is the one whom we should worship.
唱诗
，Let's sing him.
339
Sing him 339